This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Don't know if you saw this when it went viral about a month or so ago, but BJ Novak, the guy who played Ryan on The Office, pictures of his face were being printed on consumer products all over the world. Somehow, a picture of him had made its way into a royalty-free stock image library and then landed on a cologne in Sweden, electric razors in China, and face paint in Uruguay. My point here is that stock images are everywhere. Shoshana Gordon is an illustrator and visual journalist for Axios, and as such, uses stock images all the time, and that prompted her to write a piece about a problem with those image libraries themselves. Shoshana, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Kai. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
So if you went right now and looked for, I don't know, like hands, right? Just pictures of people's hands. What would you find if you just in whatever system you use, just put hands in the query box?
So you would probably get a bunch of hands that look like white people's hands, with some token black and brown folks in there. Axios uses iStock. Mm-hmm. The other main companies are Shutterstock and Adobe Stock. And a similar thing happens when you put hand into those search engines as well.
So explain to me how that happens. How do you just get pictures of white people's hands?
Right. So I talked with Getty Images, which owns iStock. And what they told me is basically there's a couple different algorithms that are controlling what you see when you type hand into the search bar. So the primary algorithm is based on keywords. Mm-hmm. And popularity and engagement. So how many times has that photo been downloaded?
So the more people choose a white hand, the more white hands are going to show up.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So there's this positive feedback loop of whiteness. And so they know that, and they've created a secondary algorithm to counteract that historical bias. It looks at the region where that search is being made, and it tries to match the racial makeup of that region with the search results you're seeing.
Do you think that's enough?
Well, so I don't want to be prescriptive, but
fair.
I know that these companies are also taking a lot of different approaches to mm-hmm. rectify this problem. They've all created different image libraries that highlight diversity. Hmm. They've also started trying to educate customers and contributors alike about how to make and use more visually inclusive stories.
The challenge, of course, is that when you're on deadline and you don't have a whole lot of time to go hunting for the right image that's representative of, honestly, what's in the story, it kind of misrepresents what's going on, right?
Oh, completely. Yeah. And I think that's why this is such an important issue to me, because stock images are everywhere, whether we notice them or not. And when white people dominate the search results, that means that the final images that we see out in the world are also probably going to be dominated by white people.
This is really, so as much as this is an interview about stock images, it's not really about stock images, right? It's about the algorithm.
Right. And I would say that is a lot of how we get our information these days. We mm-hmm. go onto Google or DuckDuckGo and we type in something, but I don't really know how those results have come to me. I'm not a computer scientist. Mm-hmm. I'm not a programmer. But these algorithms determine what we see, and we don't know how it works.
Yeah, and the way we all consume information today is rapidly scrolling by, and an image strikes our, you know, cerebral cortex, and we're like, okay, white person, you know, right? And that's the image that we get.
Totally. Right. And I think, yeah, just bringing it back to the importance of images again, they have this invisible power of shaping those implicit biases, and they could reinforce them or they could dismantle them. But I think we need to stop and look at an image that seems anodyne on its face and understand mm-hmm. that every image we see is telling a narrative about race, about class, about all these different things.
Shoshana Gordon, she's an illustrator, also a visual journalist at Axios. Shoshana, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Kai.